So this has been the Student Special Hour, and I'm John. Morgan, what are you doing?
Just trying to turn it up. Turn it up.
Okay. So that was Maria Minerva, and coming up next we have Linda with Give 'em the Boot, the Italian-themed show at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC. And Morgan, do you have any parting words for us?
Yeah, tune in. Once again, I'm gonna... Amazing, oh, I know. I'll show you how to do it. Just keep on
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Welcome to Give 'em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, at the University of British Columbia. And I'm here with you from 2 to 3 every Tuesday for an hour of Italian music. Italian music that you're unlikely to hear on other radio stations. Italian music which comes from all the 20 regions of Italy and includes folk music, traditional and modern folk music, singer-songwriters, jazz, you name it, all music which I love and I love bringing to you. So I hope you enjoy the next hour of music. I started off the program with Michael Occhipinti and the Sicilian Jazz Project. The album was nominated for a Juno Award. It was simply called the Sicilian Jazz Project. That track is Vitti na Crozza. And I discovered, actually, in my preparation for the show that this, I thought this was a public domain song, and I think many people did actually too. They know it as a popular Sicilian folk song. However, the music was actually written by somebody of the name Franco Licausi, and the lyrics are apparently anonymous. In fact, there are several different versions of lyrics. The song was the lead motive of Pietro Germi's movie Il Cammino della Speranza, a 1950 film that was filmed in Sicily. And the crozza in the title of the song is actually a skull that the singer sees over a tower. Sounds very Shakespearean, doesn't it? And Vitti na Crozza was recorded for the first time on a 78 RPM Cetra record in 1951 by the tenor Michelangelo Verso. So a little bit of important information there for you. So I learned something today as well. There we go. Franco Licausi is the composer of the music to Vitti na Crozza. This is a folk tune very popular in Sicily. And of course, it's the lyrics are in Sicilian dialect. And on the same track of Sicily, I am going to play the next song, which is off the brand new album, which is even yet to be released, by Dominic Mancuso. And his new formation is called Dominic Mancuso Group. He is one of the musicians and singers on Michael Occhipinti's Sicilian Jazz Project. He's also of Sicilian descent, Toronto based musician and singer. And it's great to see that we have some fantastic Italian heritage in Canada in the music world. And it doesn't happen very often, but these guys are prolific in their musical outpourings. Dominique's new album is called Suburban Gypsy. His previous album, called Comfortably Mine, actually won a Juno Award when it came out. And it was the first, very first ever album in Italian language to win the award. Now, another very famous, not Sicilian, it's Neapolitan, singer-songwriter from Italy is Pino Daniele. This next song is about Sicily. In fact, it's called Sicily, and this is Dominic Mancuso Group's version of the track Sicily.
Questa solitudine, perché mi sento così inutile.
realtà. Un posto ci sarà, fatto di lava e sole, dove la gente sa che è ora di cambiare. Un posto ci sarà dove puoi alzarti presto, il giorno finisce per dispetto e hai voglia di allocare. Un posto ci sarà dove si pesca ancora e il mare porterà una storia nuova. Io sono pazzo di te, e questa fortuna si sei lì, terra nessuna.
Gente porterà una
What a great version of that song. It's like an 8-minute epic version of Sicily, a Pino Daniele song done by Dominic Mancuso Group. A brand new album of theirs. It's out soon. It's called Suburban Gypsy. And I know that they're presenting it very soon. If not, actually, they may have just presented it for the first time this past weekend at the Lula Lounge in Toronto. You can find out all about the wonderful singer, Dominic Mancuso, and his incredibly great band as well, on his website, dominicmancuso.com. And in fact, I was correct. On May 25th, he did the CD release at the Lula World Festival. And there's a couple of other gigs coming up for them as well over the following months. I would really urge anyone who liked the sound of that to buy his first album, solo album, Comfortably Mine, which you can buy on his website. It has some fantastic songs from songwriters all over Italy, a lot from the south, Naples and Sicily. And there's just a real depth of musicality in his songs and in his voice. What a great voice. I love Dominic's voice. So thanks, Dominic, for sending that to me. And I hope my listeners enjoyed that. The text of that is just a really, it's just quite a beautiful sort of love song to Sicily, really, by Pino Daniele, who is a bit of a legend in the blues world in Italy. He grew up in Naples and post-World War II, when there was a massive influence of American soldiers who were stationed in Naples during the war and after. And that the African-American blues really stuck in the mind and DNA of Pino Daniele, because he really is sort of the number one blues man in Italy. Wonderful music. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. This is an hour of Italian music, and I'll be back with some more music in just one moment, so stay tuned.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts on Commercial Drive and in other areas at
Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, BAM Merch Canada, and the Vancouver Music Gallery.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed.
This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where
CITR
is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from.
Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean. The first time ever.
Thank you.
Ambre, il nome della canzone di Paolo Fresu, e il suo gruppo che si chiama Paolo Fresu Devil Quartet. È un disco dell'anno scorso che si chiama Desertico. E quello lì era Ambre, un bellissimo pezzo scritto da lui. Gli altri musicisti sul disco devo trovare perché non li trovo proprio in questo momento davanti a me. Comunque, un po' di jazz italiano che, come sappiamo, è molto di un altissimo livello. Magari tante persone non sanno che in Italia e soprattutto in Sardegna ci sono tanti musicisti jazz di altissimo livello. Prima di sentire Paolo Fresu, invece, era Oscar Del Barba, pianoforte, Fausto Becalossi, accordeon o fisarmonica, e Guido Bombardieri che suonava soprano sax. Questo gruppo esiste come Ituar Trio e hanno fatto solo un disco, penso, si chiama proprio così, Ituar. Ho fatto sentire il pezzo Child Eyes. Sono tutti e tre molto bravi musicisti da solo, diciamo, che sono anche solisti loro stessi. Fausto Becalossi ha suonato per tanti anni con Aldi Meola come fisarmonicista e suona spesso anche in duo con Simone Guiducci, chitarrista del Nord Italia. E loro, Fausto, Simone e Oscar, sono comunque tutte della stessa zona, vicino a Brescia, Bergamo, in quella zona lì. E poi c'è Guido Bombardieri, un bravissimo suonatore di fiati. Tutte le informazioni che potrebbero servirvi per saperne di più sono sul sito di Oscar Del Barba, quindi andate su www.oscardelbarba.it. Allora, siete con me qui su CITR 101.9 FM. Sono Linda Bull e sono la presentatrice di questo programma, questa trasmissione di musica italiana che faccio ogni martedì dalle 2 alle 3 qui all'Università di British Columbia in Canada. Sono molto lieta di avere questa trasmissione e di poter farvi sentire un po' di musica insolita. Poi magari se piace qualcosa o se volete sentire qualcosa mi potete scrivere givetheboot@gmail.com. Quindi in inglese givetheboot@gmail.com. For those of you who don't speak Italian, I'll return to English. I do try to do the show a little bit in Italian, a little bit in English. I think it's a nice combination, gives you a little bit, even if you don't understand the Italian, you get the feeling for the language. It's a very musical language. So next up, I am going to play a track from a female musician, a wonderful singer by the name and composer by the name of Luisa Cottifogli. And in 2006, she put out this wonderful album called Lou, which is a synonym, an acronym for her, and a solo project that really expanded on the exploration that she started in her fantastic album Ayo Nene, which unfortunately I don't think is available anymore. In any case, she's made some very cool arrangements, 21st century arrangements of ancient music, and it's quite intriguing. It's very sort of, it's a combination of sacred and secular music, and her voice is absolutely stunning, as always. I'm going to play a track called La Sigilla, but I will let you know that on this album there are wonderful musicians as well. It's quite a list of musicians, and it includes the likes of Francesco Soggiu on drums and percussion, a Sardinian musician, Gavino Murgia, another Sardinian, playing Launeddas, the national instrument of Sardinia, or regional instrument, if we want to call that. I don't know how to, well, maybe that's not right. But in any case, it's the very interesting ancient reed instrument, which only exists on the island of Sardinia. Who else is on this album? Bruno Farinelli, Matteo Scaioli, Fabio Tricomi, Leo Zi, Angie Passarella, and San Martino Small Ensemble, who provide the string arrangements. So have a little listen to Lou, otherwise known as Luisa Cottifogli, and we'll be back with more of Given the Boot before we finish up at 3 o'clock. So stay tuned, everyone.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back to Given the Boot. I am Linda Bull, and you have been listening to a bunch of Italian music every Tuesday from 2 until 3. I am here at CITR and playing music from all around Italy. Today, I've played a bunch of things, starting off with some Sicilian focus music, a little bit of jazz, and then a little bit of folk there. That set belonged to a couple of very different musicians, one of them from the Piemonte region. Her name is Luisa Cottifogli, and she has an album that goes under the pseudonym of Lou. It's a shortened version of her name, and we just heard the first track from that album. It's called La Sighella, really cool Indian-influenced song with tabla and everything, very percussive and great. She's got a wonderful voice. And then an instrumental track from the group from the Veneto, the northern Italian region, which is where Venice is found, called Calicanto. They're a very well-known folk group who've been around for more than 25 years. In fact, a few years ago, they put out their 25-year anniversary CD, which is the one I just played a track from. The track was called Filigran, and these guys do a lot of research into the local folk music traditions of their area, ethnomusicology freaks who love to dig up and rediscover the music of their region of the Veneto. I have room for another few tracks, and I thought I would play one off the brand spanking new CD yet to be released by Riccardo Tesi and Banda Italiana. This is a group from Tuscany led by very well-known Italian accordionist. He actually plays the diatonic accordion, which in Italian is called the organetto. He was one of the teachers of Filippo Gambetta over the years. He's been in a number of different projects, has done so many wonderful albums. I have, over the years, played lots of his music. I'm very proud to announce that he and the band will be touring BC this July. I have organized a tour for them, and they're coming to Vancouver for the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. They are also going to Vancouver Island Music Fest and to Art Spring on Salt Spring Island. They'll be heading into the interior and doing a show at Kicking Horse Culture in Golden, BC, followed by another one at the Kelowna Italian Canadian Club. And then when they're back in Vancouver for the festival, then head over to Harrison Hot Springs and play the last night there, Harrison Festival of the Arts. So a big thank you to all the promoters who have said yes to bringing this wonderful group. And I'm going to play from their brand new album called Maggio, which means May, perfectly timed for obviously release in this month. This track, which is really the single of the album, and it's features the voice of Maurizio Geri, who plays guitar in the album, in the band, and it's called Galata, and I hope you enjoy it. This is Riccardo Tesi e Banda Italiana.
Non hai il solito odore questo mare, prima scura, scende e poi risale. Un'acqua latente limita il lato visibile dell'Occidente. La strada divide, la strada ci accompagna. Lampo improvviso agli occhi tuoi rivela la scalza vertigine blu della moschea. Un riflesso cangiante dalla cima di Galata. Grida e stupore, ed avvolge la sera, la folla smarrisce d'un tratto i nostri passi, confusi sciamano volti da galea. Ripeti quel gioco antico che invoglia a perdersi per rincontrarsi. Bisanzio, culla di un tempo perduto, fra mille e una storia ad ingannar la notte. Lasciaci ancora assorti ad ascoltare. Moltitudine sacra di luce e colore, e di un canto che sale.
fa contenti e se ne venga maggio. In questa casa fiorisce il fior di rosa, entro quest'anno ci sarà una sposa e se ne venga maggio.
That's two of the songs from the brand new album Maggio by Riccardo Tesi and Band Italiana. Maggio del Crinale, the name of that track. Absolutely beautiful voice of Maurizio Geri. And also on that other track, Galata, which is a more rocking, rhythmic, fast-paced number. So just to give you an idea of the two sort of versions of Band Italiana. So don't miss them at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, July 18th to 20th. And it's always a really wonderful time also for us here at CITR. We go down there and do a live broadcast. Steve Edge and I usually spend a few hours on the Saturday morning during Steve's regular showtime down at Stage 3. And